We are sorting through the wreckage as a nation today, checking out the photos of extremists scaling the Capitol ramparts, shattering windows, looting, laying siege. Then there's what comes next. Joe Biden has been certified as the next president. Democratic leaders, including our Senator Chuck Schumer, are calling for President Trump to be relieved of his duties using the 25th Amendment. The Washington Post reports some officials in Trump's own administration have been talking about it too. More Republicans are breaking rank. Former Attorney General William Barr said orchestrating a mob to pressure Congress is inexcusable. One Trump cabinet member has already stepped down. Our Congresswoman has stood her ground, defending Trump and objecting to the election. Elise Stefanik, during and after the siege, on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day is provided by Champlain College Online, helping New Englanders advance their careers with certificates in business, cybersecurity, IT, and healthcare. Champlain.edu/New England.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, January 7th. First up, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said in a press conference this afternoon that she would support efforts to remove or indict President Donald Trump after a mob of his supporters broke into the Capitol building and disrupted the certification of the presidential election results. The Democrat said options on the table include impeachment, the president's cabinet invoking the 25th Amendment, or a criminal prosecution for Trump's phone call pressuring Georgia's Secretary of State to change election results.
If we want to make the effort to remove President Trump from office for the next 2 weeks, I will support all of them. However, I do not think the cabinet has the guts or spine to use the 25th Amendment. I do not believe Republican senators have the guts or spine to impeach and convict the president.
Gillibrand said what must happen is that Congress and the Justice Department need to investigate the events and security failures at the Capitol yesterday. So let's start at the end of yesterday, which actually ended around 4 this morning. Congress certified Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as president and vice president-elect. North Country Representative Elise Stefanik objected to that certification. Stefanik has become one of President Trump's most loyal supporters. For 5 minutes on the House floor last night, she spoke against the state-certified votes in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Tens of millions of Americans are concerned that the 2020 election featured unconstitutional overreach by unelected state officials and judges ignoring state election laws. We can and we should peacefully and respectfully discuss these concerns.
Those concerns have already played out in lawsuits Trump lost in those states, in state legislatures, in state election audits. In the end, Congress only voted on objections to the elections in Pennsylvania and Arizona, and Stefanik voted to object only in the case of Pennsylvania. Of course, both measures failed, and Joe Biden was certified to be the next president. Now let's go back to yesterday afternoon, when Stefanik was on the House floor when the mob stormed the Capitol and she and her staff had to seek shelter. I spoke with Monica Sandreski this morning on the 8 o'clock hour about Stefanik's reactions.
Well, so first, it is just stunning what happened yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, we really have to stop and come to terms with what we saw. It's what usually happens in unstable countries. You know, a lot of people were using the phrase banana republic yesterday, except it was happening here in the United States. A mob storming the Capitol, breaking windows, looting the Senate chambers, stealing into offices. And all this right after a rally with President Trump, who again repeated his debunked claims of election fraud, then worked people up, and then told them to march to the Capitol. Now, bringing this back to the North Country, Monica, our Congresswoman Elise Stefanik has been steadfast in supporting Trump and these false claims this whole time. And as you heard, she voted to object to the vote in Pennsylvania.
So once people stormed the Capitol and lawmakers were put on lockdown, what did Congresswoman Stefanik say?
Well, first of all, she and her staff said they were safe At first, Stefanik tweeted vaguely under the circumstances that, quote, violence in any form is absolutely unacceptable and anti-American. But she didn't say anything about these extremists who had broken into the Capitol. She later tweeted sharper language. She said, I fully condemn the dangerous violence and destruction of the Capitol grounds. But she told WWNY-TV that she doesn't believe Trump incited this violence by his supporters.
This is not encouraged. I hope the president, and I know the president, will forcefully condemn these violent acts today.
But many of her fellow Republicans did accuse Trump of provoking this violence. Even former President George W. Bush, who Stefanik once worked for, said he was appalled by the reckless behavior of some political leaders. And he said these rioters were, quote, inflamed by falsehoods and false hopes.
Well, and we asked for an interview with Stefanik several times yesterday and were denied. And we sent her questions. What were you going to ask her, David?
Well, one, I wanted to know what she thought about President Trump saying to these rioters, quote, we love you, you're special, yeah, in a video he tweeted, which has since been removed by Twitter. I also wanted to ask her why her senior advisor, Alex DeGrasse, had tweeted falsely that these were leftist Antifa protesters. And he later took that tweet down. And I wanted to ask her if she thought Trump's drumbeat of election fraud all false and her perpetuation of those false claims contributed in any way to this violence. And we heard that answer that she gave to WWNY.
Right. And so what have we heard from other elected leaders?
Well, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand called what happened a stain on American democracy. Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a failed coup. And this is interesting. Vermont's Republican Governor Phil Scott called for Trump to resign or be removed from office. And there's one other comment worth noting here. Former North Country Congressman Bill Owens, who was in Stefanik's seat before, told public radio station WAMC that this violence was the direct result of not just the words and actions of President Trump.
I believe that this is the result, the direct result of the inciting words and actions of Mr. Trump. Many Republicans, including our Congresswoman, Ms. Stefanik, and I think she, the 140 Republicans in the House, the 11 senators, and Mr. Trump bear responsibility for what happened.
That's former North Country Congressman Bill Owens, now a lawyer in Plattsburgh. I was speaking this morning with the great Monica Sandreski on our flagship morning regional news show, the 8 o'clock hour, which you can hear every weekday morning. Guess when? At 8 o'clock. More news all the time at ncpr.org. Music today by Jared Stephen Doyle of Potsdam and Gillicuddy. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.